Gene editing pioneer Sangamo fetches 85% less than peak as bankruptcy auction ends. The bankruptcy auction of Sangamo Therapeutics has concluded with PTC Therapeutics and Eli Lilly agreeing to acquire separate assets from the gene editing pioneer for a combined total of up to $264 million, carving up a company that once commanded a $2 billion market capitalization and marking the latest high-profile collapse in a sector struggling to translate scientific promise into commercial viability. The transaction signals a brutal repricing of gene editing platforms outside the CRISPR oligopoly. Sangamo's zinc finger nuclease technology, once positioned as a differentiated alternative to CRISPR-Cas9 systems, will be divided between two acquirers seeking specific programs rather than the integrated platform that investors funded for over two decades. Deal terms were not disclosed in terms of asset allocation between the buyers, though the aggregate consideration represents approximately 85% destruction from Sangamo's peak enterprise value in early 2021. Elizabeth Cairns, senior biopharma journalist at Endpoints News, reported the transaction on August 13, 2026, noting the bankruptcy process had attracted interest from multiple parties before PTC and Lilly emerged as winning bidders. The auction mechanics suggest competing visions for Sangamo's disparate programs rather than a strategic rationale for the whole, an outcome that validates long-standing skepticism about the company's sprawl across multiple therapeutic areas without a late-stage commercial anchor. Why this matters beyond the bankruptcy docket, this is not an isolated distress event. The Sangamo liquidation arrives as the cell and gene therapy sector confronts a capital markets reckoning that has stranded dozens of programs in clinical development without paths to financing. The parallel approval of Tudrykov, a viral immunotherapy granted accelerated FDA clearance on August 6, 2026, for advanced melanoma refractory to PD-1 therapy, underscores the binary outcomes now defining the space. Success delivers regulatory milestones and validates billion-dollar development bets. Failure, even with defensible science, results in asset liquidation at cents on the dollar. The implications extend to institutional capital allocation. Private equity and strategic buyers are now hunting bankruptcy auctions for technology platforms they declined to acquire at market prices 18 months ago. This represents a fundamental shift in how transformative technologies get monetized, not through standalone public company equity appreciation, but through distressed mergers and acquisitions that transfers value from equity holders to acquirers with balance sheet capacity to wait. PTC's calculated expansion into gene editing infrastructure PTC Therapeutics, a $1.2 billion market cap rare disease specialist, enters gene editing through opportunistic acquisition rather than organic build. The company's core franchise in Duchenne muscular dystrophy and other neuromuscular disorders positions it to extract value from Sangamo's preclinical engine, assuming PTC secured rights to platform technology rather than specific clinical programs. Details of which Sangamo assets PTC acquired were not made public at the time of announcement. The logic hinges on integration economics. PTC operates a commercial infrastructure for ultra-rare indications with reimbursement expertise that Sangamo lacked. If PTC acquired early-stage programs with optionality across multiple rare disease indications, the acquisition represents a platform play at liquidation pricing. The company's existing relationships with patient advocacy groups and regulatory pathways in rare disease could accelerate programs that stalled under Sangamo's capital-constrained structure. What makes this defensible for PTC shareholders is the valuation floor. At a fraction of historical development costs, even a single program reaching proof of concept generates positive return on investment. The option value embedded in preclinical gene editing programs, when acquired at bankruptcy pricing, flips the traditional biotech risk-reward calculus. PTC is buying lottery tickets at a 90% discount to face value. Lilly's strategic rationale, filling pipeline gaps or technology hedge. Eli Lilly's participation signals a different calculus. With over $680 billion in market capitalization as of mid-2026 and a portfolio concentrated in metabolic disease and immunology, Lilly's interest in Sangamo assets suggests either a specific program fit or a defensive technology acquisition to block competitors. The company has minimal public presence in gene editing, making this a departure from its traditional small molecule and antibody focus. The timing is notable. Lilly faces patent cliffs in its GLP, one franchise later this decade despite current market dominance, creating pressure to diversify revenue streams into durable therapies that could command premium pricing in rare disease and oncology. Gene editing offers one-time curative potential that aligns with payer demand for alternatives to chronic therapy models, though clinical validation remains sparse outside hemophilia and sickle cell disease. Lilly's balance sheet can absorb the downside risk of this acquisition without material impact on earnings. The upside, however, depends entirely on which Sangamo programs Lilly secured and their distance from commercialization. If Lilly acquired late-stage clinical assets with near-term readouts, the deal represents pipeline fill at distressed valuations. If the acquisition centers on platform technology, it signals a longer-term strategic hedge against technological disruption in chronic disease management. The cautionary tale for gene editing valuation Sangamo's bankruptcy crystallizes the sector's fundamental challenge. The gap between scientific innovation and commercial execution remains unbridged for most players. The company's zinc finger technology demonstrated proof of concept in multiple disease areas, but failed to generate the clinical data momentum required to sustain public market financing. This is the central tension in transformative biotech. Platforms require capital over multi-year horizons, but public markets demand milestone progression on compressed timelines. The $264 million aggregate consideration for Sangamo's assets compares unfavorably to the over $1.8 billion the company raised through equity and debt financing over its history as a public company, according to historical SEC filings. Equity holders are effectively wiped out, and creditors will recover only a fraction of principal. This outcome will reverberate through venture and growth equity financing for gene editing platforms without clear commercial visibility. The lesson for institutional investors is stark. Technology platforms without near-term commercial catalysts trade as options, not equities. When capital markets tighten, those options expire worthless regardless of scientific merit. The survivors will be companies with either late-stage clinical assets nearing approval or those backed by strategic partners with infinite financing horizons. Implications for strategic mergers and acquisitions in distressed biotech. The Sangamo transaction establishes a template for how large-cap pharma and specialty biotech will approach distressed mergers and acquisitions in gene editing. Rather than acquiring struggling companies at enterprise value premiums to provide financing runways, buyers are waiting for bankruptcy processes that allow cherry-picking of specific programs while shedding liabilities, infrastructure, and clinical programs without clear value. This behavior creates adverse selection in the mergers and acquisitions market. Companies that might have attracted takeover interest at market valuations now face the choice between disadvantaged financing or controlled asset sales. The result is wealth transfer from early investors to late-stage acquirers with the patience and capital to endure bankruptcy timelines. For the gene editing sector specifically, this sets a troubling precedent. Sangamo was among the pioneers in the space, with intellectual property and clinical development history that should have commanded strategic value. Its dismemberment at liquidation pricing signals that platform technology alone, without late-stage clinical validation, carries minimal acquisition premium in the current environment. The Placamium view the Sangamo carve-out is not a gene-editing story. It is a financing structure story masquerading as science. The underlying technology has not been invalidated. The capital structure failed before the programs could. Here is what the market is missing. The technology assets PTC and Lilly acquired at liquidation pricing will resurface in 24 to 36 months with clinical data that validates multiples of the acquisition cost. The value did not disappear. It transferred from Sangamo equity holders to acquirers with the balance sheet duration to finance through proof of concept. This is private equity logic applied to public biotech wreckage. The second order effect matters more. Every biotech board managing a platform technology without a near-term commercial catalyst is now modeling bankruptcy timing versus strategic sale timing. The calculus has changed. It may be more lucrative for management and late-stage investors to engineer a controlled asset sale than to continue burning cash pursuing independent development. This creates a shadow overhang on the entire preclinical and phase 1-2 biotech universe. The contrarian positioning is clear. Distressed biotech mergers and acquisitions will generate superior returns to primary equity investment in this vintage of gene editing companies. The assets have value. The public company structures do not. Strategic acquirers and specialized private equity with scientific diligence capabilities will harvest returns in the $300 million to $800 million range from assets acquired at liquidation pricing in 2026 and 2027, assuming even modest clinical progression. What Placamium is watching, PTC's integration execution over the next 12 months will signal whether specialty biotech can successfully bolt on gene editing platforms, or whether only large-cap pharma has the infrastructure to extract value. If PTC demonstrates proof of concept, it establishes a roadmap for other rare disease specialists to pursue similar bankruptcy acquisitions, creating a new mergers and acquisitions submarket. The risk case is straightforward. The programs PTC and Lilly acquired may have been the weakest assets in Sangamo's portfolio, explaining why no acquirer emerged for the whole company. If clinical data over the next 18 months disappoints, it will validate the market's skepticism and extend the financing drought across gene editing. Either way, the current pricing represents asymmetric risk-reward for those with the diligence resources to evaluate program-level fundamentals. The bottom line, the Sangamo bankruptcy, marks the end of the gene editing platform story as a standalone public equity investment thesis. The value in these technologies will accrue to acquirers with financing duration and commercial infrastructure, not to early equity investors funding science experiments. For institutional allocators, this shifts the opportunity set from primary venture and growth equity into distressed mergers and acquisitions and structured credit that allows participation in upside through warrants or equity kickers. PTC and Lilly extracted specific assets at a 90% discount to what those programs cost to develop. If even one acquired program reaches late-stage clinical validation, the returns will be substantial. The public market investors who financed Sangamo's two decades of research will receive nothing. That disconnect defines the current biotech cycle. The science works, but the capital structures break first. Position accordingly.